the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. Amy Bradding is with us from South 89 Seed here at Roseau. And first of all, first and foremost, thanks for hosting us. You have a real great tour you've had here this evening and a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had just a fantastic turnout. I think we hit the timing between wheat and soybean harvest just almost impeccably. We had a really nice discussion out in the field with Zach on soybean varieties, weed control, and then we did go take a look at the rut pit, which was very interesting as well.
Yeah, very informative. You got some great information here. Certainly, you've had a strange year here with the hot, dry weather. It really has been a long time that you've gone between rains.
Yeah, it's been abnormally dry. Generally, when you think of Roseau County, you probably think of things are pretty wet. Hasn't necessarily been the case the last 2 years. It's definitely been one of the challenges for growers in certain areas of our geography. I think we still need to be mindful, though, that we work in averages. That's why we farm. We work on the average, and this year was definitely an outlier to the average.
Certainly when we're making 2019 decisions, we shouldn't be based on this year then.
No, we want to be mindful as we look towards next year and picking hybrids and picking soybean varieties. We want to make sure we stay with what the averages are, take a look at the plots, use everything in consideration. Fields are going to yield very variable as the growers get into harvest. They're going to be variable. You're going to have highs and you're going to have lows, and we just got to be mindful of that. We got to plan for the consistency that we hope for, and we got to use this year as a token, but we got to think about how we want to go forward for next year.
So what is the normal maturity for corn and soybeans in this area?
So right here in Roseau County, we're looking at 72-day corn all the way to probably like a mid-85-day hybrid. Anything longer than that is probably being grown for silage or high moisture. Your soybeans are going to be anyway from a, you know, your 00 maturity is 006, all the way up to probably an 03 maturity, and maybe just a hair longer to the west.
Amy, we've talked about weed resistance in ag circles for some time and watched what happened in the south and issues have moved north. Sounds like things are even move all the way to Roseau County.
Yes, that's for sure. Water hemp is here. We've found it in most parts of our geography, and I think if we looked harder, we could probably find it almost everywhere. It's definitely something where we're going to have to sit down, put together a program, a pre-emerge for soybeans, and then look at actually using the technology of the soybeans that we're planting, using the extend trait for those late emerging weeds like water hemp.
So when we look at this crop, how close are we to harvest? What's your expectation?
I would gather that soybean harvest is anywhere from next week to 3 weeks away. Corn harvest is probably, we're probably looking at 3 weeks from 3 weeks to black layer. Maybe some just a touch longer if they're longer maturity. I think that we're going to be concerned with the dryness that we've had. Concerned about stocks. I think guys are going to want to manage that appropriately. Get out there and take the corn off when it's ready to go.
Some good advice for our growers. Again, thanks for hosting us.
Thank you.
It's been a great night. Amy Bradding with us from South 89 Seed at Roseau, Minnesota. It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.